This is an address entitled Life Eternal by Josiah C. Merriman, a teacher of Christian Science. This is his association address of 1955. Apathy is a state of indifference. It is the ignorance of our true selfhood. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Ignorance of self is the most stubborn belief to overcome, for apathy, dishonesty, sin follow in its train." Close quote. We must watch our thinking continually and be alert to the undercurrent of our thought. We must demand the things we would like to see become universal. Birth implies a beginning. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Man undergoing birth, maturity, and decay is like the beasts and vegetables, subject to laws of decay." Close quote. We know that soul is the substance of man, and that substance is incapable of discord or decay. Material existence is a mythical existence. We are not working out of it, for it is wholly a misconception, wholly hypnotic. Quote, "Spirit is the ego which never dreams, but understands all things, which never errs, and is ever conscious, which never believes, but knows, which is never born, and never dies. Spiritual man is the likeness of this ego." Close quote. Creation. Since man was never born, he was never created, for man coexists and is co-eternal with God. Mind is primary and idea is secondary, but not in point of time. Always with the belief that man is a creator comes the sense of material birth. The belief that man is a creator is the basis of all discord. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Mortals can never understand God's creation while believing that man is a creator. God's children already created will be cognized only as man finds the truth of being." Close quote. The textbook says, quote, "The time cometh when the spiritual origin of man, the divine science which ushered Jesus into human presence, will be understood and demonstrated." Close quote. Retirement is withdrawing, a slowing down, a mark of aging, and a step towards death. You cannot retire from God. The more you realize your oneness, the more peace, rest, and activity you have. All you ever retire from is materiality. No genuine Christian Scientist would ever contemplate retirement. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Amusement or idleness is weariness." Close quote. Quote, "Progress is the law of God, whose law demands of us only what we can certainly fulfill." Close quote. Consecration is required. Age is a very prolific subject. Conversation so frequently drifts to age, time, and dates. With all the conversation about age, what are we going to do with the information when we get it? It isn't a very profitable subject. It never really does anything for us, except it bogs us down with a sense of limitation and depression. To celebrate birth, really is the forerunner to celebrating death. The first step toward death is the thought of age. Quote, let us then shape our views of existence into loveliness, freshness, and continuity, rather than into age and blight. Close quote. Your thinking and your conversation determine what you are destined to experience. Why, after years of conscientious and faithful study, should we ever be tempted to believe that we can express signs of age? We really should no more be tempted to express age than any other form of sin. Age and decrepitude certainly dishonor God. Thus, they are a form of dishonesty. Quote, honesty is spiritual power. Close quote. We must live honesty. Don't think, say, or do one thing that dishonors God. Then we will manifest spiritual power. We must cease thinking old age is unavoidable. If it is unavoidable, then we are headed for death, which is mortal mind's ultimate of age. Old age is not a cause, it is an effect, an error. Old age really is a disease. Why not treat it like any other disease, with sudden dismissal? All disease is a false sense mentally entertained, not destroyed. Fear, ignorance, and sin are always at the bottom of it. When you begin to contemplate age, you are just being self-hypnotized into a state of apathy. And so we might say that you are beginning to go to sleep. Yes, you are planning on death. Sleep is simply a homeopathic dose of death. You don't need so much sleep. The more you understand science, the more you keep active in science, the less sleep you will require. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, the human mind, imbued with this spiritual understanding, becomes more elastic, is capable of greater endurance, escapes somewhat from itself, and requires less repose. Close quote. Quote, many sleep who should keep themselves awake and waken the world, close quote, says our leader. In poems, she makes this startling statement, quote, ah, sleep, twin sister of death and of night, close quote. You know, sleep is consciously becoming unconscious, always with the thought that it is temporary. You always expect to wake up. Insomnia, on the other hand, is a fear that you cannot sleep. Don't be afraid. No one ever died from staying awake. Nothing is going to happen to you. The fear of insomnia is always the fear of what might happen if you stayed awake. In miscellaneous writings, our leader tells us that, quote, insomnia compels mortals to learn that neither oblivion nor dreams can recuperate the life of man, whose life is God. For God neither slumbers nor sleeps. Close quote. Death. In Miscellany, Mrs. Eddy states, quote, heal the sick, make spotless the blemished, raise the living dead, cast out fashionable lunacy, close quote. Quote, raise the living dead, close quote. Nobody is dead except in belief. We know that Christian Science understood raises man from the dead. We are not on the road to the grave. We are on the highway of eternal life. Eternal life has no sense of death. We must not evade the subject of death any longer. None of the philosophies have ever been able to explain death. All the religions of the world have accepted death and preach that immortality is only gained through death. You and I are going to die as long as we admit that we must. Death is simply evil's argument to keep us always dying. But evil is not eternal. It is life that is eternal. Death is to be overcome, not submitted to. In Hebrews it says, quote, "Deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Close quote. Paul says, quote, "To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." Close quote. It says, quote, "To be spiritually minded is life and peace." Close quote. It is simple, you see. It is your decision. Ezekiel tells us, quote, "Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye." Close quote. Just think how much better the world would be if you knew that you had to go on living forever. If you knew there was no death, no escape, no cessation, you would certainly be busy mending your ways. The textbook states, quote, "The Revelator tells us of a new heaven and a new earth. Have you ever pictured this heaven and earth, inhabited by beings under the control of supreme wisdom?" Close quote. Ponder these great truths. You have dominion. Jesus abolished death, and you can do the same. Be about your Father's business. You have all the power there is. Quote, "If God is admitted to be the only mind and life, there ceases to be any opportunity for sin and death." Close quote. Quote, "Mortality will cease when man beholds himself God's reflection, even as man sees his reflection in a glass." Close quote. Paul tells us, quote, "The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." Close quote. Jesus says, quote, "Verily, verily I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." Close quote. It is as simple as that. Make it so. You have the divine capacity.